Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia. Shout out to the folks hanging out on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan page. New cameras. That joint looks good.
It does.
We're going to the Rude guest hotline right away. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. David Aldridge from the Athletic
the
DC.
The legend.
DA, the Hall of Famer. What's up, dude?
Gentlemen, what's happening?
What up, D?
Things got busy all of a sudden for us, D.A.
I like it. It meets the alternative.
Sure does.
Yeah, you got to dip your toe into your old school, too, now.
Yeah. Let's start on the hardwood. Wizards trade for Trae Young. D.A., yep. there's nobody that knows the association better than you. How surprised were you by this, or at least when you first heard of it, to kind of get into the finish line?
I was not surprised that it got done once it was obvious that Trae Young had an interest in the Wizards. I'm a little surprised that the Wizards went for it. Couple reasons, one is the obvious one. He doesn't fit anything in any way what they've put together the last 2 years. You know, they've drafted Young, they've drafted Long, they've drafted guys who want to try to play defense. They want guys that can switch, play multiple positions, and Trae fits none of those categories. He's 6'2", 164. That is tiny. It's tiny in the NBA. He's not a good defensive player at all. He's just not. There's no way to spin it. He's not a good defensive player. He's not any worse than CJ McCollum was, but he's not good. Even more than that, though, guys, the thing that I just kind of scratch my head about is, these guys, for the first time over these last couple of weeks, we finally started to see these young guys really start to play well. Like, for real. Like, not BS playing against bad teams. They have played really good basketball against some, pretty solid teams. They beat Milwaukee twice. They beat Orlando the other night, and it was a blowout until they took their foot off the gas. They were up by 26 near the end of the third quarter. They beat Memphis twice. Like, they've played well. Sarr's been really good defensively. Trae Johnson's been really good offensively. And Koulibaly has been very good defensively and is actually starting to show a little offensive capability. Mm-hmm. So it was the first time you could actually see them start to kind of, hey, yeah, we're good. We can be good in this league. And now, almost by default, because you have to do it, you bring Trae Young in, well, everybody's going to defer to Trae Young because he's a four-time All-Star. He is a very talented offensive player. He has dropped off a little from a couple of years ago, but he's still the best player they got on offense by a lot. So he's going to have the ball in his hands all the time. Their thought process is he can get the best versions of our players offensively through his gravity. And there's some truth to that. There is some truth to that. Mm-hmm. He will draw defenses. He will draw attention. He is a very good passer. He led the league in assists last year. He's averaged double figure assists 3 years in a row. He will pass the ball. So he's not a selfish guy, but the ball's in his hands all the time. You know what I mean? They're not running him off of pin downs and he's coming up and taking jumpers. No, he's deciding what happens, right? Yeah. And so that just kind of goes against everything that they've been building up for the last couple of years. And the rationale is, well, we want to try to be a little more competitive next year. Okay. Because he ain't going to play at all the rest of this year, guys. That's not happening. He ain't playing. I'm just telling you that right now. Don't expect to see Trae Young, you know, playing Friday night against the Pelicans. That's not happening. When he plays next year, though, they want to try to make a little run, maybe at the play-in. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't mind that. It's just a little odd. It's an odd fit to me.
Yeah.
That's all.
Is it an odd thing that could possibly work? I just look at him, the way he can shoot and pass, and Trey Johnson, the way he can shoot. The right. spacing that would have to be on the court.
Absolutely.
Well, if
Absolutely.
You leave him wide, if you leave Trey Johnson yeah. wide open, you could have like a, what's my man, set the 3-point record back in the day.
Oh, Steph Curry.
Nah, before Steph.
Oh,
Ray
yeah,
Allen.
Reggie Miller,
he'd be
Ray
a Ray
Allen.
Allen type dude with all yeah, the wide yeah, open yeah. shots.
No doubt, no doubt, no yeah. doubt, yes. No, I get it. I get what they're saying. I mean, and that's all of that's true. He will get shots for Trey Johnson. He will, Alex Saar will feast off of his lobs. He's the best lob thrower in the league. There's nobody better at throwing a lob than Trey Young. He's the best. And he's really good at it. So Alex is going to get 3 or 4 lob dunks every game now. Because Trey is a great lob thrower. Keyshawn George, he's been the primary ball handler when he's been out there. Now he will be the secondary ball handler, which is probably what he should be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't really want him to be the primary guy. You want him on the weak side. The ball comes to him, and now he's coming downhill on a 2-on-1 on the weak side. That's great. That's a green, you know, like, that's good. You want that. So from that standpoint, yes, I think Trey Young can unlock a lot of their offense, which has been really, really bad, and we've seen it. If you've watched them this year, you know, it's been a lot of C.J. McCollum bailing them out late in the shot clock, and that's not what you really want, right? And so now you will get a lot more ball movement. You'll get a lot more scoring earlier in the shot clock, and there's nothing wrong with that. And good offense helps you win games, right?
Yeah.
It does. But it's just a matter. It's more a matter of the. To me, it's just more of the kind of the philosophy of roster building,
mm-hmm.
and everything they've done for 2.5 years has been going in the same direction, and this goes in a very different direction.
Yeah, I agree with that. And my biggest concern, DA, and you know, smart people are telling me this shouldn't be that big of a worry. It's my understanding they have to stay in the bottom 4 of the NBA to guarantee they have their first round draft pick.
That's right.
In what's coming
That's
up.
That's why you're not playing this year.
And that's yeah,
exactly right. You'd be missed paying attention, JP.
He's always paying attention.
No, that's exactly right. So, yes, they have to finish with the bottom 4 to assure. It doesn't mean if they finish 5th, they won't get the pick. There means there's a not zero chance they won't get the pick. If they finish 1, 2, 3, or 4, there is no chance they won't keep their pick. They will keep their pick.
And so
there's
you're
no
confident
way they can't keep their pick.
They understand the mission here, right?
They understand the mission, yes.
Okay. All right. That's...
I think you can see, if you look at what Toronto did last year, well, I shouldn't say what Toronto did. This was the outcome, because I can't sit here and tell you this is what they did this. I can tell you they traded for Brandon Ingram. He did not play a second for them. They traded for him about the same time that this trade is going down. He did not play a second for them.
Okay.
He didn't play one game for the Raptors after he got traded there.
Mm.
And they wound up keeping their pick and picking 9th. You know? And so if you look at Philly last year, they had to keep their pick had to be top 6 for them to keep it. Otherwise, they had to give. I think it was Oklahoma City, of course, because Oklahoma City's in every trade. I'm pretty sure Philly went something like 5-31 the second half of the season.
Gotcha.
You know, Embiid didn't play, Maxey didn't play, nobody played. So I suspect, I can't predict it, I can't guarantee it, but I think there will be some injuries down the stretch.
There you go. They understand the mission.
Re-aggravation.
Yeah, absolutely. With our friend David Aldridge here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give DA a follow at David Aldridge DC. Read all of his work in The Athletic. So before I switch to football, DA, you seem like you kind of lukewarm like this trade.
I would say that's fair, yes.
Okay.
I would call it lukewarm, because I do understand they should, and if they keep the pick, assuming they keep the pick, they're going to add a really good rookie next year, right? So if they keep the pick, Now you're adding a really good rookie from a loaded draft and Trae Young. That's not bad. And they still have almost $50 million in cap room after bringing Trae Young in. Because wow. They had $80 million in cap room for next year. Now, Trae Young takes up about, well, it'll take up about, I think it's 49
was the number.
40-some million of that. Yeah. So they're still going to have $25, $30 million in cap space to do something if they want to do it next year. So they could bring in a third player. They could. They may not, but they could. So I see that. So fairness dictates that we give that group a chance to play together and see how good they can be.
All right. I like it. Now we're switching over to football, right?
Yep.
You and I were there Monday night when Dan Quinn and Adam Peters addressed the media, and Adam Peters said he doesn't make coaching decisions. That's Dan Quinn. Less than 24 hours later, the reports came out that Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury were out. The Witt thing is a 0 out of a 10 surprise. Mm-hmm. What was your level of surprise with Cliff?
I just have one question. Have they hired Mike McDaniels yet? That's all I need. I ain't got nothing else.
We were going there next.
there ain't no other issue here for me with this team right now. Was I surprised? A little. I thought there would be some middle ground. It appears there wasn't any. You know, like, it seems to me that they asked Cliff, Dan asked Cliff if he could change the offense a little bit, put Jaden under center a little bit more, do some other things. Again, I think to mitigate the risk. Nobody is saying you can eliminate risk. It's football. It's violent. We understand that. But you can mitigate the risk. You can reduce the risk. And I think that's what they were saying. Look, let's see if we can you change your offense so that we reduce the potential of Jaden getting exposed to hits? And it seems like Cliff said, no, I can't. That's my offense. And they said, all right, well, then we can't go forward. That's what I think happened. I mean, until we hear something contrary, I think that's what happened.
I in that type of situation, like, we watch it all over the world, man. Every business you out there, that you have out there, somebody asks you to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not the final say and you don't adjust, you're gone. Point blank.
Yeah, exactly. Our business model changed a few years ago at The Athletic. It wasn't the model that I signed up for. Now I have two choices. I can say, well, this isn't what I signed up for. I'm leaving. Or I can say, all right, let me try to do it this way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it this way.
Yeah, me and JP right now talking to you on video and everything else. We didn't sign up for that.
Yeah. Things happen. So, and I'm not mad at Cliff. If Cliff feels very strongly about his offense, which he should, by the way. It's worked at the NFL, at the highest level. It's worked. And frankly, I think Cliff realizes there are other opportunities. He could be a head coach in the NFL somewhere next year. He could. So I get it. I'm not mad at him. Sometimes people move on. And that's life. People move on. And again, have they hired Mike McDaniel yet? Because that's the only question that I have that matters right now with this football team. Because that's the most obvious fix to a bad situation that you could possibly have.
Yeah, yeah. I we all kind of heard that throughout the year, especially when Miami was really struggling. Like, oh, man, McDaniel make a ton of sense here.
Right.
Then Miami gets hot late. They start really running the hell out of the football. And it seemed like McDaniel was going to hold on to that job
until
Baltimore fired Harbaugh.
That changed it. I think he's still the coach if Harbaugh doesn't get fired, right?
The chain reactions, man.
Totally agree with you.
Absolutely. Look, this is the most – I mean, this is so obvious, guys. Like, it's not – he is really – they are really good friends. He has said Dan Quinn helped save my life.
Yeah.
This is a no-brainer. He's brilliant offensively. He runs Shanahan. He ran it. Look at what Miami did when they were at their best. Did Tua throw the ball a lot? Yeah, he did. Did they give the ball to Raheem Mostert a lot? Yes, they did. they had two backs, and they divided the labor, and it was a really good offense. Now they had Tariq Hill at his prime, taking the top off, and so personnel wise they could do some things, but this is, man. Now maybe he gets another head coaching job, and then you can't keep him from a head coaching job. But I would certainly be throwing everything at him right now to come to D.C. to run this offense.
In 2023, McDaniel's best year in Miami, they were first in passing yards, sixth in rushing yards, first in the NFL in rushing touchdowns with 27.
Yep. Yeah.
If you want somebody to run the Shanahan zone blocking run scheme, he was the Niners run game coordinator for four years before he got the job.
Yeah, I mean, this is, and look, again, this isn't a poverty ask. You're asking, hey, do you want to come work with Jaden Daniels for the next 5 years? That's not a bad, come on now, that's not a, we're not having a telethon for the Commanders right now. That's a pretty good gig. So, I think they got a great set. He knows Quinn. They are friends, not work friends, friends.
Yeah. Real life stuff.
And I think Dan is secure enough to understand, I'm always looking at how coaches do this. I got to hire somebody that's good enough to replace me if I really care about the team.
True.
And then that would be Mike McDaniel, right? That, to me, that's what I would do if I were Dan Quinn and be secure enough to say, yeah, this guy's good enough. If it doesn't work and they fire me, they're going to hire him. Okay, I don't care. Let's do it.
Yeah. What, if any, concern do you have for Jaden with Tavita gone, Cliff gone? We'll see what other changes shake out.
I mean, I don't have as many as I think other people do. I think everything we know about Jaden Daniels is that he is a workaholic. He is a voracious film guy. He is at the park early, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, looking at tape. So why would we think he can't pick up an offense that half of the NFL runs, more than half of the NFL runs? See, we're not asking him to learn Russian. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, when I hear, like, I say, like, football players, like, I know you got different terminologies, but football is football. And if a guy got to just learn a terminology, I've heard enough about Jaden and I've watched him enough to know he's not going to have a problem with that.
I don't think I have any problem with it. There's a difference between having no problem with it and there being no adjustment. There will be an adjustment period.
Yeah.
And it may take him half of next season to really feel comfortable in the offense. Okay. I think that's worth it for the potential payoff down the road, because this could be really good with him. If you get Mike McDaniel here teaching Jaden Daniels this offense, this could be really good. Really good.
I agree with you, DA. I think for Jaden operating in a different do you agree with me here? Jaden and Marcus and other players on Monday when we were there for locker cleanout, they got asked about Cliff because the media is not dummies. We understand there's something brewing here, right?
Yeah.
And they all said, love Cliff, love working with Cliff.
Yeah.
But I believe Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, you may have even asked the question about Jaden's involvement in kind of what happens next. I think in absolute terms, whether it was Dan or Adam, they let Jaden know a change was coming. Do you agree with that?
Oh, sure. I would be shocked if you always let the best player know what's happening. Like, the best player should never be surprised by anything you do. He or she should know about that days or weeks in advance. Because that's the deference you pay to the best player on any team in any sport. I can't imagine he was shocked by it. Come on, that doesn't make any sense.
Agreed.
I think he knew about it. Do I think he and his camp liked Cliff Kingsbury and loved working with him? Absolutely. And they should have, because Cliff made it possible for Jaden to cook in the way Jaden can cook. And I get it. I'm not mad at them for having loyalty. I like people who are loyal. I like that. But this is big boy football. Coaches get fired. And now you have to work with another coach. That's what happens with everybody who plays in the NFL. You know?
It happens all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
D.A., last thing. Friday night, Derek Queen and the Pelicans coming to town. Trae Young, highly unlikely to be playing Friday night, if at all, right?
Right. Yeah, no, he ain't playing.
Is this
the Friday night next year?
The most... But the most juice for a Wizards home game without like Steph Curry or Giannis or without the juice being built by the other team.
Right, for the Wizards.
Because I even saw you had that tweet about one of the Wiz guys getting on, I think it was NBA TV postgame.
Yeah, it was
like,
Star.
There's a little bit of buzz going.
Yes. Yes, there is. And I don't think it's going to stop because of the trade. It just has to go in a different direction now, I guess. There is. Like, I think people, and I get it, like the Wizards, and they've earned a lot of the scorn. I get it, because they've been bad for the most, with one or two exceptions, the Wall years and you know, a couple of years of Gilbert. They've been a joke for 40 years. Like, they have been completely irrelevant to the NBA. So they've earned a lot of that scorn. But it's lazy to say, oh, same old Wizards. No, they're not the same old Wizards.
No,
they're not.
No.
They're not. Like, Michael Wiener and Will Dawkins know what they're doing. And it may not work, but it's not because they don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And they have drafted pretty well, I would say, the last 3 years. The draft picks that they have, you know, because Sarr got clowned when he debuted in Vegas in the summer league last year. He was terrible. And people thought, oh, this is the worst pick ever. He's the worst, biggest bust in the history of the world. I don't hear that anymore now. Now that he's blocking five shots against Orlando, you know, like they're getting better. They have a chance.
Yeah.
Now whether it's Trae Young that ties it all together, or A.J. DeBonza that ties it all together, or Darren Peterson that ties it all together, or some other, you know, star player, I don't know. But these young guys are showing some signs, some real ones, that they know that they're pretty good, that they have a chance to be really good.
Appreciate you, D.A. Seriously,
all right, Dave.
Thanks,
appreciate
dude.
You, bro.
All right, guys. My pleasure, as always.
All right, man.
David Aldridge from The Athletic. Give him a follow at David Aldridge DC. Kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Bleep You Thursday coming up at 1 o'clock.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to do Bleep You in about a half hour. Anybody that's mad at anybody, you can get on the horn and let them know. B, you tell me what you want to do. You want to let everybody tell us how they want Mike McDaniel again? Or I got
a
fun potential quiz for us both.
Got people waiting. We could do the quiz in a little short period.
Jonesy's on the line. Jonesy, you want Mike McDaniel?
Yes, indeed, JP, I do. Hey, B. Mitch, what's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Yes, indeed, I would. And if you give him my number, I will Uber him if we hire him straight over to Redskins Park, and we'll be ready to get this thing going. The guy brings a balanced running game. I think he'll stick with the run a little longer than our last guy. I'm excited about that, and I'm in hopes of getting him.
I think the hopes are legitimate. A lot can happen. It's pro football. Things are crazy. He might get a head coaching job. Appreciate the call, Jonesy. B, do you think if he doesn't get a head coaching job, this is his number one place to land?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, looking at a young quarterback, having the relationship, not just the familiarity, but the relationship that he has with Dan, I can see that as being somewhere, yes, you know, because you're comfortable, you trust the guy, and you got a lot of young talent there. So, yeah, I can see that.
I would think if it's just about being an OC, this is the job. Now, there are other OC opportunities, especially Detroit is out there, as a caller mentioned, and Detroit has the better roster. But I would think if you get to work with a young Jaden Daniels, build something, that'd be pretty tough to argue with.
And also, if you could come here and you build this offense up to something special, you get way more clout.
Totally.
Than you do if you go get Detroit. Because Detroit's offense already works. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For me, there's three possibilities. there is McDaniel gets a head coaching job. And you can't begrudge if that happens.
No.
You want to be a head, you want to be the boss, go to the boss. There's the possibility that after, I don't know, 5 years coaching Miami, 4 years coaching Miami, maybe wants a year off, maybe wants to take some time. I'm not saying.
I'll be honest with you, Jay.
It's a possibility.
But he's a young, up-and-coming, growing guy still, although he was a head coach. It's not like he's been coaching as a head coach for the last 20 years.
Right.
Those type of guys, I understand. Him still keeping his name fresh out there and wanting to keep doing it. And he and Sean remind me of two people that they can't do without football.
He's 42. But I'm just saying, of the possibilities I could see, a year off, maybe go do some TV, get a head coaching job, or it's an OC job. And I think of those three possibilities, personally, I think OC is the most likely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if that's the most likely opportunity, he's going to want to be here.
That's a possibility.
Possible something else changes. It's possible Seattle OC leaves and he wants to go be with Mike McDonald. You know, like there's other.
The Seattle OC coach name is popping up in a lot of head coaching.
He's from Colorado. What are the chances he wants to go back to Denver and work for Sean Payton? Like, there are other possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not expecting those to come to fruition, but there are other possibilities. Let's go to Coach Ed. Coach Ed, you want McDaniel?
I want McDaniel. I will state one thing, though. If with this Cliff Kingsbury issue, if Kingsbury had the number, I guess, 5 offense in 2024 when he had everybody and had a bad defense, and now in 20, and so whoever we bring in, McDaniels or whoever, they've got at least, they can't bring us to number 12 and 13 and we celebrate. That wouldn't make sense. JP, I also will mention one other thing to you. On your all-year show, I think I have the most questions that you've taken all year.
I appreciate
that. So just a little note.
What's your Twitter handle?
Coach Ed Shields.
All right. Next time I see it, I'll shout you out, Coach. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think the excitement around McDaniel, I mean, just listen to the callers.
Mm-hmm.
Have we had this kind of uniform response about anything?
No.
We could ask what color is the sky, and people are going to argue.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy that this is a dude getting fired that people are overwhelmingly like, yo, go get him.
Because they have seen people from that same tree and in this building go other places. I think people have to understand, too, like whatever happened before is not the same as now, but they see the success of that offense around the whole NFL.
I think going prior to McDaniel getting fired, prior to the news today, it was, I think there's a conversation about Blau. Is he ready? Do you give somebody that kind of opportunity? And I think with that, there was some concern about losing another gifted young offensive mind. This puts that on the back burner because this is one of the guys you lost.
And that's established.
Right.
So, you know he's called plays before.
And like some of the other names we're hearing, Brian Daboll, people are going to be split on Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
Because he's run good offense, but when he was running the best offense he's had was with Josh Allen. And you could argue, is that chicken or egg there?
Daboll or Josh?
Right. And Daboll's clearly a hothead, temperamental. And is that the right thing for a young quarterback? Like, is Daboll's energy the right thing for Jaden, a guy that's so processed and poised and calm? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it's not. Maybe that helps. Maybe that yin and yang is what you need. But I don't think there's going to be uniform support of any one candidate like McDaniel's going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest is in Wheaton. What's up, Forrest?
Hey, JP, Brian.
What's up, man?
Listen here, it's a no-brainer. You got to get the guy. But I got one question to y'all. What about all them concussions Tua had? Is McDaniel going to get Jaden some concussions up here?
I don't know if his offense gave Tua concussions. I think Tua getting hit and falling a certain way gave him concussions.
Okay, so it's Tua's fault. McDaniel had no guilt for that.
It's a fair question, dude. It's a fair question, especially if we're having this conversation about protecting the quarterback. I'm not sure Tua does a great job of protecting himself, but
and
is noted.
Some people have softer heads than others. Tua got hit in the head, had a concussion, came back, and the next game he got hit in the head.
You can question some of the should Tua have been back on the field stuff, too. It's a fair question.
Well, I know,
fair question, Forrest.
How he feels because I've been hit in the head, too. But thank you for your answer.
All right, bro. Take care. Pat,
I've been hit in the head a lot of times. I ain't getting no concussions.
You got a hard head. Pat is in Mechanicsville. What's up, Pat?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, brother.
Hey, I definitely go get McDaniel. Like I say, he's got a proven track record. And while we're at it, I got a couple more comments, if you don't mind.
Fire away.
While we're at it, let's go get Alex Pierce, and then let's go up I-95 and get Isaiah Likely, and then spend all the draft picks on defense, and then we'll be ready to roll, man. Y'all have a happy New Year to you.
Appreciate it, Pat.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.
I like Likely, and I like Pierce. I'm going to do a quick PSA, public service announcement. It is Mike McDaniel, and it's Alec Pierce. Devon is in Rockville. What's up, D?
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening, fellas? Yes, man. In the words of my coworker, my OG Danny, man, shout out to Danny. Fire up the Jets now and go get him now. You know, the connection is there. The offensive mind is there. This is Jaden's year, approaching year three. Like one of the, like you said earlier, B. Mitch, to another caller, he wouldn't have no problem learning the offense, man. Hey, we don't have to worry about that. Now we just need, like we've been saying, go get us a tight end. You know what I'm saying? And with that running scheme, if the rumors is about that Cliff pass more than he run, well, the proof is in the pudding with McDaniels, dude, man. He's one of the ones. So I'm ecstatic. I hope we get him. But like we said, it's all like B-Miss, like you always say. We always say go trade for somebody, but it's another side to that. So it's like, if he wants another head coaching job, I respect it. Go get the opportunity that you want. But like one of the callers said, outside of the Lions with their little pieces, what other offensive coordinator job would you want? And then I think we'll win it over because of the connection with Dan Quinn. And I think, man, we could get that, man. Man, I'd be ecstatic for the rest of the offseason. And like I said, I believe in the organization, and they're going to get the pieces in place this year. And let's do it.
Appreciate you, Devon. Good to hear from you, buddy.
I do.
Quick break from us. Phone lines are open at 1 o'clock for Bleep You Thursday. Nobody go anywhere. JP and B here, and we got to tell you about our friend Paul Henry and the team at Paul Henry's Window Installation. This is a family-owned company. When they do work at your house, it's Paul that comes to do the estimate. He walks you through all your options, tells you where you need to spend the cash and where you can save a little. It's then his son, Brian, that comes out and does the work. I've never seen a crew that shows up early and gets work done ahead of time like all of the projects I've done with Paul Henry's Window Installation. It is top-notch service, top-notch quality, and the best pricing around. Plus, you want to save a little more? All month long, you can receive $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door.
You know, Jay, we've been talking about telling everybody else to call, but hell, I need to call Paul. I got something I need to get done in my house.
I do too.
Something that I've been looking at, and I'm like, okay, it's time to get that fixed. And I know the man to call. You call Paul, he'll come in, as you said, he come in early. They'll take care of everything, finish, and they'll finish the job early as well. Won't charge you the absolute most money that they possibly can. He will sit there and tell me what type of materials I need to get and what type of things he could put on it would save a little bit of money. I think everybody out there wants to do something like that. Go out into a deal, know you can spend a certain amount, but have somebody that will come in and help you save just a little bit. So you can call Paul right now. If you want windows, you can get $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum. And if you're looking for doors, you get $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today. Tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
All right, phone lines open in 10 minutes for Bleep You Thursday. People got a lot of problems out here. Brian, all of a sudden I'm computer shopping. Wish me luck.
Computer shopping?
Lauren wants a laptop for her birthday.
I know we can get a discount.
I love that. If it was me, that's where I'd go, but she wants a PC. All right, I found this interesting, and I think we'll be able to do it. There's one that I'm worried about, but I think the rest of them will get it. Going into the NFL playoffs this weekend, it's wild card weekend. Eventually, we're going to get to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
There are 13 potential Super Bowl rematches.
13?
So the way we could do this is try to name them, or I could tell you, and we could try to name the quarterbacks in those games.
How do you want to do it?
All right. One potential Super Bowl rematch. Seahawks-Broncos.
Seahawks-Broncos. Who are the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Jim Zorn and John Elway.
No, dude. The Jim Zorn team. It was...
Peyton and Russ.
Peyton and Russ. Yes, sir. Seahawks-Patriots. Number two potential rematch.
Russ and Tom.
Russ and Tom. Rams Patriots.
That was Stafford and no.
No, sir.
No, it was what's called the dude that's up there in Detroit right now, and Tom.
Yeah, you gotta say his name.
I forgot his name.
You know his name. Stallion's favorite quarterback.
I can't think of his damn name right now. Skinny man.
Hold on. Isn't there another
quarterback in Detroit?
Isn't there another answer for that one?
For Rams Patriots?
Yeah, Kurt Warner.
Oh, that's another one.
Yeah. Not Stafford. What's the boy's name?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. I cannot think of his damn name.
Good call there, Landfill. You're right. So the Rams Patriots has happened at least twice. Because it was Kurt that the Pats upset for Bill's first title. So Kurt and Tom, or Goff and Tom. Eagles Patriots. Possible rematch.
That's Hurts?
Nope.
No. Oh, Nick Foles and the Pates. And Tom.
And Donovan and Tom.
Donovan and Tom. You're right.
All right. Green Bay and Denver. This is a good one.
Brett Favre?
Yep.
And with old Elway?
Oh, Elway. That was Elway's first title where he helicoptered into the end zone.
Yeah. But I saw him talking about that the other day, as if he really tried that.
Nah, he just got the
You got hit like hell.
Yeah.
And it turns out now that, boy, he went for it. No, you got helicoptered.
Yep.
Yeah.
Niners, Broncos.
Niners, Broncos. Was that Elway and Young? Or Elway and Montana?
Elway and Montana. This one... The one dude, this one's kind of tough all the way around. Bears, Patriots. I definitely know one of them. I know the Bears quarterback was Jim McMahon.
Drew Bledsoe?
No. Bears, Patriots was Super Bowl 20. That was the 85 Bears.
This is before Bledsoe. What's the dude's name? Kenny Easton?
Easton or Easley Easton. Or something, right? Okay.
Easton.
Tony Easton, maybe?
Tony or Kenny at one or two. It's an Eason.
All right.
So I was right?
I think. Eason? I don't know. Landfill or White Brian?
You got the damn answers, don't you?
I don't have the answers. That's why we're naming them together. It was definitely Jim McMahon and some dude named Eason for the Patriots.
Yeah, Eason. We're going to go with the last name.
You guys got it? Who was the Patriots quarterback in the 85 Super Bowl that lost to the Bears? They got smoked, too. And that was when Ditka didn't let Peyton score from the goal line.
Tony Eason.
Tony Eason. All right. Seahawks, Steelers.
Seahawks and the Steelers. Terry Bradshaw?
No.
Not all the way back there?
No.
Let's go. Seahawks Ben Roethlisberger and Hasselbeck.
I think you got that. That's my guess, too. This is before my time.
Trying to say I'm the only one supposed to have a clue?
No, but I know one of the two. Rams, Steelers, Super Bowl 14.
So you're saying Bradshaw?
I'm saying Bradshaw.
And Gary Hogaboom.
White Brian, you got to look that up.
I don't know. The Rams?
You should have seen the look Jeff just gave. Jeff, you got to guess the L.A. Rams Super Bowl quarterback, Super Bowl 14? B says Hogaboom.
Now, Hogaboom was, well, he was a quarterback in the league, though, I think.
I don't know.
Or he played at LSU 1-2.
White Brian, you got an answer for us? White Brian can't even find a damn answer.
Vince Ferragamo.
Vince Ferragamo.
Okay. Did he make the shoes?
Huh?
Did he start the shoes?
Nah, bro. Vince Ferragamo, was he... He had that longish kind of hair.
Take your word for it. Left hand up. I don't know that one. I know this one. Niners, Chargers.
Niners and Chargers.
This was an old-fashioned ass-kicking.
Dan Fouts?
No. One of your former teammates.
Stan Humphries?
Yeah.
And the Niners, you said, right?
Yeah.
So that was Young.
That was Steve Young's Super Bowl. Yeah. Packers, Steelers.
Aaron and Rot.
Yes. Good job. That you could have, if you had told me that was like 1968 or something, I'd be like, all right, well. how about this one? You're going to know this. You better know this. There's going to be some upset people down in the boot. Panthers, Broncos.
Why going to be upset people? Because Jake Delhomme?
Correct.
And I don't know who the hell was at the Broncos, but I know it was Jake.
Actually, that's not right.
It wasn't Jake.
Panthers, Broncos was Cam.
Cam and Peyton.
Cam and Peyton.
Cam and Peyton.
Wow.
Jake was there too, though, in another one.
Panthers, Patriots.
Yeah. Okay, that was Jake and Tom.
That was Jake and Tom, yeah. Odds of an all-LA Super Bowl, Rams, Chargers, 43-1. Odds of an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl, Steelers, Eagles, 103-1. Jeff, press the button. Open the phones. 800-636-1067. It is time for Bleep You Thursday. Taking your calls next.